Now, that's from the 1950s, the first group to put choreography and dancing in a musical using Australian bush themes. When the Victorian Bush Music Club asked the Unity Dance Group to assist with research into Australian traditional dancing, Shirley, as a member of both groups, volunteered for the task. And she found through this research that her assumption that Australian dancing was based on the very early English, Irish and Scottish dances was incorrect. Rather, Australia followed the latest in overseas fashions, with quadrille sets in particular, couples dances, accompanied by the popular music of the day. And this was rapidly taken up and formed the main basis for Australian traditional social dancing, or colonial dancing, has become known. In 1962, as part of research, Shirley accompanied well-known pioneer Victorian folk collectors Patton Norman O'Connor and Mary Jean Officer to Narriel to collect and record from the Clipple family. And this began a lifelong connection with Narriel, and she travelled there for New Year almost every year since.